we have BC this morning?
Pardon?
Can we have BC this morning?
I'll try. Okay, so we had, the Gemara asked a question on the bottom of Mem Ches on the day. We're still in the middle. Gemara asked a question, like, you have psukim by oila and by chatos, so you have to shech the karbonis on the right side of the mizbeach, the right side of the Beis Hamikdash of the Azor. That's called tzofen. When you look straight ahead, it's ma'ariv. So to the right is tzofen. The right hand side has more kedusha than the left hand side. So the Gemara says we've established based on a series of psukim that the shechita b'tzofen, the kabbalas adam b'tzofen, is ma'akib b'riyevet by chatos. By oila, we so far only established that lechatchila it's a mitzvah to do b'tzofen. How do you know that it's ma'akib b'riyevet? So first the Gemara thought it must be asvar lo yehet tofel chama manika. That's the last line on the omen. How can it be? The original pasuk of tzofen is written by oila, and chatos is derived from oila. And then we had a series of psukim by chatos. It's even ma'akib b'riyevet. So it can't be the chatos more chama than oila. Lo yehet tofel chama manika. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, is that true? That lo yehet tofel chama manika. I'll prove that you're wrong from Tmura. We're about 7-8 lines into the top of Mem Tesem and Aleph. If you magdish a korban that has a mum kavua, so it only gets a kedushas damim la mizbech. Normally, when you magdish a korban, either behemah or knife, it gets a kedushas haguf la mizbech, and it doesn't lend itself to pinyon. And even when it gets a mum kavua, it does lend itself to pinyon. That's a pinyon hamate. That's not a pinyon hamafkir kedusha v'haraya. Even after you paid it, the Mishnah says there in Bchoris Yudal and Manaf, it's still Oysa Tmura. If I say Harezu Tachazot, it's still a carbon. And it's also Begiz of Avoida and so on. You can't feed it to the dogs. Also Lachilu Leklov. But if you magdish a carbon and it was called a mum kavu al hagdish, it had a mum kavu before you magdish it, then the Mishnah says it only is endowed with Kedushas Damim Lamizbech, does not Kedush Zaguf. Kedushas Damim Lamizbech lend itself to Pinyon. Pinyon is Mafkir, the whole Kedusha. And then you can feed it to the dogs afterwards. It's not always a tmura at all. So there are only two exceptions to the rule that if you magdish it, after it was called the mum kavu al hagdeshoi, and it still gets a kedusha guf la mizbech, which are the two? Bchor and maisa. Bchor is kodesh me elov. Maisa is also asir me elov or kodesh. You have to count 1 to 10, but after the farmer counts from 1 to 10, then number 10 becomes asir me elov or kodesh. That's a gemara in the first parak in Chagiga. Says in the first parak Chagiga, you're not allowed to be mafrish ma'isa behema on yotif. Why not? Because it's a gzera de rabbanon. When it used to be mafrish ma'isa behema, they used to whack it with a whip, and all the animals looked the same. So how is he going to know which one is the ma'isa behema, which one is chulin? He's going to be nena. He's going to be makrib the wrong one on the Beis Hamikdash. So when they counted 1 to 10, let's say 150 animals were born in this herd this year. So you have to have them all go through this narrow exit from the corral, and each time number 10, number 20, number 30, each time number 10, he whacks it on the back, so it's going to have a sikra. It's going to have mishum skarta, the Gemara says. You're not allowed to be mafrish ma'isa behema on yontif, because you may make that mark on the animal, and that'll be nitzra adam. It's going to be netilas neshama. When you hit an animal till it develops a black and blue mark, that's nitzra adam. That's a malacha. Hoytzos Adam is a malacha. That was a machlekes. The three in Ksubis, we had the three different opinions. Rashi says that it's Tovea. Tosis says that it's Ntilis Neshama Ki Adam Hanefesh, and the Tosis has the Yerushalmi like that, and the Rambam says that it's Disha. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to be mafresh Ma'ase Bei Ma'anyanta Mishum Skarta. So Tosis says to Kasha, what do you need Skarta? There's a din Makdishim on a Mishnah in the end of Beitz. You're not allowed to be Makdish any Karbanis. And Shabbos, you don't have to. It's all part of the Gzeir, the Rabbanon of Mekach HaMemkar. You're not allowed to sell anything. You're not allowed to be Magdish anything. Yontav, it's Mekach HaMemkar. You're not allowed to be Mafish Chumas and Maisvus, it's Mekach HaMemkar. When you call Rishem Chumah, it belongs to the Shevet Kahuna. When you Mafish Maisvishim, it belongs to the Shevet Leviya. So that's a violation of Mekach HaMemkar. So the same thing, you're not allowed to be Mafish Maisvahema, because it's a violation of Mekach HaMemkar. Why do I have to come up with a new reason? Of Mishum Skarta, you may forget and whack the animal on the back, and it'll be Nitzer Hadam, and it'll be a malach of Natilus Hashem. So Taisus answers that it's not so. When you're Mafrish Maisa Behemid, the farmer just counts from 1 to 10, Asir mi'elif hu kadosh. That's a gemara. You don't have to be makdish it. So you didn't do the violation of mekach memka. I just count 1 to 10, and then the 10th one becomes kadosh by itself. So these two, ma'isa behema is asir mi'elif hu kadosh, and chor behema torah is it's kadosh mirechem. It's kadosh by itself. True. We follow Rebbe. The Gemara quotes Rebbe had the practice. Rebbe said, Rabbi Ranasi lived way after the Churban Abayi. So during his lifetime, they were not mafresh and ma'isa behema. After the Churban Abayi, they discontinued hafrashas ma'isa behema. Because what are you going to do with it? Got to be mafresh ma'isa behema. Then you can't be makrifin in the Beis HaMikdash. What did you accomplish? So you may as well not be mafresh the ma'isa behema if you can't be makrifin. In the days of Rebbe, they were not mafresh ma'isa behema. And they wouldn't be makriv of b'chor and beis hamikdash, but still Rebbe was the one. They quote the brayse Rebbe Yomer, the pasuk says kol b'chor sheivada b'chorcha v'tzanach hazocha takdish l'Hashem alakecha. That's parshas kol b'chor. That's in parshas Rebbe before aser te'aser. When Shavuos falls out on a weekday, say lein aser te'aser. When it falls out on Shabbos, you start from aser te'aser. You start from kol b'chor. So kol b'chor sheivad b'b'karcha atzoncha hazocha tagdish l'Hashem. Okay, what do you mean tagdish? Rabbi Ranasi says tagdish, it's a mitzvah l'hagdisha. Even though it's kodesh me'elov, when it bounces out of the mother's body, it's kodesh me'elov, b'chor is kodesh me'elov, but it's still a mitzvah l'hagdisha, and we pass on like that. The Rambam quotes that thing. The mitzvah l'hagdisha. The Torah doesn't quote that thing. So the ask, how come the Torah left it out? So they say, because it's irrelevant, Bizman is it. The Rambam quotes all the dinim that when they gave Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. But the Torah only quotes dinim that in the Geya, that in Noheg Bizman is it. So this mitzvah l'hagdishoi is only significant, is only meaningful, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. And you magdish it, then the Kedusha is chal. When you'll be makriv on the Mizbech, it'll be chal. But Bizman is it, that you're not going to be makriv the Bechor, so it's not chal. So true, again, getting back again, true, there is a din, mitzvah l'hagdishoi. But the Bchor is Kodesh Me'elov by itself. So these are the two karbonas. Bchor Ma'isa are the two karbonas that are Kodesh Me'aleim. So that's what the Mishnah says in Bchor is Daf Yudalad Me'alef. Rashi quotes it here. Amem Tesa Me'alef. Bchor Ma'isa are the two karbonas that even though Kodam Kavu the Hegdeshai, it's Chal Kedush Saguf Lamizbech on it. Not just the Kedush Damim Lamizbech. Because these are Kodesh Me'aleim. And they don't have Pidyon. Neither has Pidyon. You only need Pidyon when it gets a Mum Kavu. You need a Pidyon. It's a pinyon hamatir. It's a pinyon that allows you to shecht the chutz lamigdosh, and it's not a violation of shchut echutz. It's not a pinyon hamafkiya kedusha. If something was only in this kaddish b'kedushas domim lamizbech, and then you pay the, so that's a pinyon hamafkiya kedusha. And when it has a kedusha guf lamizbech and you pay the, that's a different din. That's called psule hamigdoshim. Even after you pay it, it still has the din of kedusha. So b'chor ha'maiser have no pinyon, period. If it gets a mum kavua, or lechatchila had a mum kavua, so you can shecht the chutz lamigdash with this psukim chumish. That there's no pinyon. Lo yigoyel v'lo yimochem. It says that there's no pinyon by b'chor ma'isa. So nochmal, so there are three exceptions to the rule of kodam mum kavua la'igdesha. There are three cases where the kedusha guf lamizbech eschal. Two are in the Mishnah in b'choris yudalet. B'chor ma'isa, it's kodesh me'elov. So it's chalik du saguf lamizbech even on a kodem mum kavul v'agdesha. And the third exception to the rule is a pasuk in Chumash by Temura. It says, Layachlif en toy bera or rabbetoiv. So we usually misinterpret toy bera. Rabbetoiv means more expensive animal, less expensive animal, more mufcha, less mufcha. The Mishnah says, Tov means tomim and ra means balmum. So you're not allowed to switch, not allowed to give a balmum instead of a tam, not allowed to give a tam instead of a balmum. But if you replace the korban, you did tmura on a balmum, meikorai, before you made it into tmura, so the din is that it's nitvas b'kedushas tmura. So kedushas tmura is chal, even though kedushas korban, if I would be magdusha korban, yesh meyayin, the kedushas korban wouldn't be chal if it has a balmum kavua, meikorai, kadamum kavua like desha. It only get a kedushas domin lamizbech. Wouldn't get a kedushas guf lamizbech. But if a tmura is a tofel. The ikar is the original carbon. The tmura is a tofel. So don't you find that tofel chamam and ikar? The tmura is chal on a balmum eikara, even though kadamum kavu like deshoi. So how can you tell me that there's a klal? The Gemara is debating. There is no such klal. that you can never have tafel chama manika. The Gemara says you have it by balmume kore. So the Gemara answers that's not the same. Right? Tmura dila kachm la chayla balmum kabu abilu ihi tmura chayla. And for the Gemara, about the seventh, eighth line from the top. Tmura mikor kachm kasya. By tmura, there already is kedusha. When you kachm kachulin kasya. When you have a behemah chul and you say this should be a shlomim, this should be an oila, this should be an oshim, this should be a pesach, achatos, whatever. So you want to make yesh meyayin, kedusha yesh meyayin. So you can't create kedusha saguf yesh meyayin if it has a mum kavua, got a mum kavua like this. But by tmura, you're dealing, there already is a carbon over here. And you say harezu tachazu, so the kedusha already was chal. So then you, and this new animal, behemah chulin that you're substituting instead, that has a mum kavua. So that's not called kodam mum kavua like desha. This already had kedusha's carbon. The kedusha's carbon is going to be chal on this, and the kedusha's carbon preceded the fact that it's chal on the bal mum kavua. The Gemara says it's not, it doesn't contradict the rule. How can you have tafel chama niker? There's a good explanation why. Since the kedusha's tmura is chal on the behemah chulin, so it's kodam hekdesha la mumo. The kedusha was there already. So I mentioned yesterday that this is really a question. How does Tamura work? So there are three Gemaras. There are three ways to understand it. So there is a Maseches Nazir in Shas. And there's a Perik in Nazir that's called Perik Beis Shammai. I think there's such a Perik. Perik Beis Shammai, somewhere over here. Yeah, it's the fifth Perik. So Perik Beis Shammai starts off with quoting Machlokes Beis Shammai and Bisil. So there's a Machlokes Beis Shammai and Bisil. Let's say a person, I buy a Gemara, the yeshiva is learning Sanhedrin next year. So I go to the store, I buy a Gemara, it says Sanhedrin, I buy a Gemara, I come home, it turns out that it's a Ksubis. So I go back to the store, I say, I want my money back, it's a Mekach Toes. It says Sanhedrin, I thought it was Sanhedrin. It didn't occur to me to open it up. That's a Gshaiva. Maybe that it's not a Mekach Toes, I could have easily checked. But let's say the storekeeper also realizes, I told him I want a Sanhedrin. He gave me a Bava Kama instead. So that's a Mekach Toes. Let's say I marry a girl, and it turns out the girl had 10 nervous breakdowns before I married her. She never told me about that. Or the boy had 10 nervous breakdowns before he married the girl. That's a Kiddusha Toes if there was some major mistake. So a Toes is whenever you need Das, a person takes a Neder. The doctor tells me he has to lose weight, he's overweight, so he takes a Neder, he's not going to eat all the potato chips. Then they tell him, no, these potato chips have zero calories. This is zero calorie potato chip. So it's a Neder B'Toes. He only took the Neder, thinking he got his fat thing, and it's unhealthy. He would have known that it's zero calories, so he would have not taken the Neder. So whenever you have anything that needs Das, Afrosh Truman needs Das, and Nedorim needs Das, and Mekach HaMemkar, and Kiddush and Egitna, guy gives a get under a mistake, under mistakes, whenever you need das, it's not chal. So what about Hegdish? So Hegdish also needs das. So Bishama come up with a chiddush, Hegdish toes havi Hegdish. If you magdish something by mistake, the Hegdish is chal. We don't paskin like Bishama, we paskin like Basil. Just like toes is mevatel mekach memka, it's mevatel gitme kedushin, it's mevatel Hegdish as well, you need das. And as a corollary to this, machloek Bishama and Basil, It's a repeat. It's identical. Let's say a person made something hegdish. A person was magdish an animal, and then he wants to be mata neder. So if a person takes a neder, he takes a neder. Chveis is not going to go to his mother-in-law's 100th birthday party, and then his mother-in-law cuts him out of the will, and his wife stops talking to him. And he gets such aggravation, he says, Gevaldi, he's pulling out his ear. He said, if I would have realized I'm going to get into such trouble by taking such a stupid net, I would never have taken a netter. So if it's true, if he's telling the truth, that's called a Pesach. If when he tells the Bezdin, he convenes three people, he tells the Bezdin, if I would have realized I'm going to get such aggravation by taking such a netter, I would never have taken a netter. So if it's true, so then the Bezdin says, Mutalach, 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 so the netter is broken. Because the Bezdin declares it as a netter betos. If it's really a toys, let's say, the Mishnah has an example. A neder, there are two kinds of neder. Neders, Daf Yomi just started the dorm, so may as well talk a word about neder. The two kinds of neder, the first run on the first daf in the dorm has like this. I can take a neder, I won't eat the potato chips, and if the potato chips are mine, belong to me, I can say the potato chips are rosser on you. That's also a neder, so you're not allowed to eat my potato chips. I can say all the potato chips in this store should be rosser on you. I don't own the potato chips in this store. And I'm not your balabas. I can't make a neder for you. But if I own the potato chips, I can say all the potato chips that belong to me are rosser bachila on you, so you're not allowed to eat them. So the Mishnah has a discussion in Maseches Nedarim. A guy walks into his house and he didn't put his glasses on. He can't see too well. And he sees that there are a whole bunch of people in his kitchen. They're having a whole party. They took out the ice cream and the potato chips and the cake and the cookie. They're all eating everything. He didn't realize that it's his family. He didn't realize that it's his parents, his brothers, his sisters, his children. He thought that they're strangers. So he blurts out, I make a neder. All the food on the table is also b'achilat to everybody. Then he puts on his glasses and he realizes these are all his relatives. So the neder was a neder b'toras. So there you don't even need a hataras l'dorm. There it's muchach. The neder b'shaita was a neder mistake. He didn't realize that. He thought they were intruders. He thought they were ganavim who were stealing his food. So there you don't even need a hataras l'dorm. You only need a hataras l'dorm. The guy took a neder. He knows that it's a miserable thing. Takes a neder not going to attend the 100th birthday party of his mother-in-law. He knows that it's not a nice thing to do. And he knows he's going to get into trouble. But he didn't realize how much trouble he's going to get into. So then later on, he comes and he begs. He wants Hataras L'dorm. If I would have realized at the time that I took the neder, that I'm going to get into such trouble, I would never have taken the neder. So the Bezin declares, they paskin that the neder is a neder b'toras. That's a chiddush. They paskin the neder is a neder b'toras. So they need a Hataras L'dorm. So the Gemara says, Hataras L'dorm is based on a toras. The Bezin declares that it was b'toras. So let's say a person was magdish. A person thinks that he's very wealthy. He's so rich, he has millions and millions of behemoths. So he's magdish 25 behemoths as a carbon oilo in the Beis HaMikdash. Then he finds out the good news that he just lost all of his wealth. These 25 animals are that's all he owns in the whole world. So he just gave away his last 25 behemoths. If he would have realized that he's penniless, that this is all he owns in the whole wide world, then we'd not have been magdish. So can he make a Hataras L'dorm on that or not? So the Gemara says in Yesh Nechlin that depends on the Machlekes B'Shama. And B'Sil, according to B'Shama, Hegdish Tos Havi Hegdish, so you can never have a Hataras L'dorm on a Hegdish. You can have a Hataras L'dorm on a Neder, on a Shvuah, on a Neder. You can't have a Hataras L'dorm if you Magdish something. Because even if the Bezin will declare that it's a Tos, Hegdish Tos Havi Hegdish. And according to B'Sil, we pass like B'Sil, Hegdish Tos Lo Havi Hegdish. So therefore there is an institution of Hataras L'dorim even with respect to Hegdash. Fine. So then what is it doing in Maseches Nazir? Why is it in Nazir? Perek Hamishi Daf Lamen on the base. Because it says by Nazir, Kodosh Yiyeh Gadel Peres HaRosh. So the Nazir is also considered like Hegdash. So according to the Shammai, that Hegdash Tos Ali Hegdash, so if a person is Mekabel Ned and Ziris, the Tos, he didn't realize. He didn't realize what he does for a living, and he's a wine taster. He didn't realize that a nozer is not allowed to drink wine. So he says, Hareni nozer, he loses the whole parnasa. So according to Beit Shammai, Farfal, there's no Hataras L'dorim. And the Neder Naziris, any other Neder B'Toras is not Chal. Neder Naziris, Kodesh Yir, that's like Hegdish. So since Hegdish Tos Ali Hegdish, so Naziris B'Toras is also Chal. So that's why it appears in Maseches Nozer. That's the Berik begins. B'Sham Yomim, Hegdish Tos Hadi Hegdish, therefore Naziris B'Tos is a Naziris, and there's no Hataras L'dorim on Naziris. And lead us to say, we don't pass like that. There is Hataras L'dorim on Naziris, and Naziris B'Tos is not Chal. So the Gemara there, Lamed Aleph has the discussion. My time to B'Sham. Where did B'Sham get such an Einfall from? We don't pass like that. Where did they get such an idea? That Tos is Mevatl and Kol HaTarakula Menevi, and he does Tos, means that it was Beli Das. So where did they come off to say such an idea? So the Beis Shammai get it from the Parsha and Chumash from the institution of Temura. The fellow says Harezu, he has a carbon, and he decides he's going to switch the Kedusha from this carbon to this carbon. Either this is an nicer carbon, or he can't afford this carbon, he wants to give less value, less expensive. He says Harezu Tachazu. Then the Torah says it doesn't work, you can't switch. But nonetheless, Vahyuhu is Marosa Yekar. So wait a minute. If he would have realized that, he said, Harezu Tachazu, I want to replace this one instead of that one. This one, that one is worth $5,000. This is worth $50. He wants to get away, he wants to switch the Kedusha. If he would have realized now he's going to have to give them both as a Korban Oilon. This, he said, Harezu Korban Oilon, a $5,000 animal. Then he says, I made it, I don't want, I raise it, tachazu, I want this one instead, and I don't want to give the $1,000. Now the halacha says, not only does he have to give the $5,000 animal, he has to give the $50 animal. That's not what he wanted. He thought he's going to get away, he's going to save $950 over here. He thought he's going to get away with it. So every case of tumura is a hegdish betos. And the Torah still says, Vayhu smarasa yekodesh. The original animal was not betos, that he was magdish. But when it was magdish, harezu, tachazu, the statement harezu oilo, tachazu, he was magdish it on the understanding that it's going to replace the other one, and he's going to be marviach, he's going to keep the other one for him. If he would have realized that he can't get away with this, it's not going to work, he would never have been magdish it. It's built into his lashon. Never have been magdish. And nonetheless, the Torah says that it's called. So the Torah tells you that hegdish toas ali hegdish. That's Beis Shammai's mocha. Vesilu disagrees with Beis Shammai. So what do they do with the pasuk? Oh, Yehus marasa yekodesh. So Vesilu disagree and they say, lo yafinan tchilas hegdish maitamai de Beis Shammai, yafinan tchilas hegdish misof hegdish. Just like by Temura. He says, Harezu tachazu, and the hagdosh of Harezu is betoes, because he thought he's going to get away with it. He's going to save himself the $5,000 korban, he's going to get away with a $50 korban. So you see that by sof hegdish, by Temura, Temura betoes is chasa. Tchilas hegdish, I'm magdish an animal, thinking that I'm rolling a dough and I have so much money to donate. Then I realize I just gave away my last penny to hegdish. So tchilas hegdish betos also chal betos, and Beisilo disagree. Lo yafin and tchilas hegdish misof hegdish. Sof hegdish, that's a pasuk, and tchilas hegdish is not so. So we pasken like Beisilo, that only tmura is chal betos by definition. Tmura is chal betos, but tchilas hegdish you don't learn that. So what does it mean? What does that mean? So there's a Rambam in Hilchos Erchem Vacharomin, the Rambam says that Hegdish Betois is not Chal. And Sefer Haflo'o. Haflo'o is Isha Sheyafli, Linda Neda Nasa Yafli. Rashi writes Parlei Balaz, to speak. So Haflo'o means the Dor Mishwas Erchem Vacharomin, Zirus Hegdashis, all these things are in Sefer Haflo'o. The Rambam wrote 14 Svarim. The Rambam, that's why we call it the nickname, we call it Yadach Hazak, Yudal is 14. That's not the Rambam's name, the Rambam called it Mishnah Torah. But Klal Yisrael didn't like that name, Mishnah Torah, because the Rambam writes in the Hagdamah. All you have to do is read the Tanakh and read my Sefer, you know all there is to know. So we didn't like that statement. So we call it the nickname, we call it Yadach Hazak. So the Rambam somewhere over here, I think in the Erech and Vacharomin. Could be, but they say the meaning is he called the Chasam Sefer also. He called the Sefer Teres Moshe. And the Al Shech also called Teres Moshe. So the Chasam Sefer, you call it the Al Shech HaKadosh. We don't call it Teres Moshe because it's a little too much. This is Teres Moshe. Teres Moshe is a Chamish Chumshe Teres. The third one is the Shalom. We call it the Shalom. We don't call it by its real name. Shnei Luchas Abris. This is the Shnei Luchas Abris. Shnei Luchas Abris has the Aseres Adibris. So the meaning is that these three Svarim, you don't call by their real name. So the Rambam in the end of Perek Vov, in Hilchos Erchin Vacharomin, Rambam writes, Alocha Lamed Dalet. Perek Vov, Alocha Lamed Dalet. Hegdush Toes, Eino Hegdush. We paskin like this Hilo. Kate said he gives you a few examples from the Gemara, just quoting the Gemara. Then, the Rambam has the last line. The Radvar says, I don't know where he got this from. Where did he get this idea? The Rambam writes in the last line. Hitvis bo acheres v'ama zu kozu ariyashniya hegdish, even though it's betois. There's a din of hatfasim. There's a din of hatfasa. The guy takes, the doctor tells him, you got to lose weight. You're overweight, you're going to get sick. So he takes the doctor seriously. So he takes a neder, he's not going to eat any more potato chips. Then they tell him, but cookies are also fine. He says, the cookies should be the same as the potato chips. So that's called hatfasa. If he says, I take a neder, all potato chips are asa bachila. I take a neder, all cookies are asa bachila. So that's a new neder. But if he says all the potato chips on the table are rasa machila, and the cookie should be the same as the potato chips, that's called zukazu, that's called hatfasa. So that's an institution in Maseches Nedarim, that there's such a thing as hatfasa by neder, because neder is an isa chavtze, shvua is an isa gavra. So the pashtus is, we say zukazu by shvua, I take a shvua, I will not eat the potato chips. The potato chips, biasmus, don't contain any element of isa by shvua. It's only an isa gavra, it's not an isa chavtze. So if I say on the cookies, hare zukazu, zeh is muta, so the cookies are also muta. But if I took a neder, the potato chip should be asa machila, so that's the first gemara in the dorm, that neder is an isa chefze, so there's hatfasa by neder. There are many differences between neder and shvua, based on this premise, the first piece of gemara, the masachas and dorm, that neder is an isa chefze, and shvua is an isa gavra, so that's one of them. So the gemara talks about hatfasa by nedarim. A guy took asad something by neder, says zukazu. So the Rambam writes a Chiddush. There's such a concept as hatfasa by Hegdish. The guy says this should be a korban oila, and then he says zukazu. That there's such a thing as hatfasa. So the Rambam says even though Hegdish toes loy hari Hegdish, that's because it's tchilas Hegdish. That was Beisilul disputed Beishamai. Beishamai said yafina tchilas Hegdish misof Hegdish. Why is Yafina Tchilas Hegdish and Sof Hegdish? Because when the guy says, he has a korban oila and says, Harezu Tachazu. Harezu, he's saying, Harezu oila. I want this to be an oila to take the place of that. So he thought it's going to take the place. So we say, half of what you said is chal Harezu oila, to take the place. There is no such halacha. I thought it's a mistake. If I would have realized it's not going to work, I would never. I didn't want to donate another animal. I wanted to get away with less over here, to give a lesser animal. So that's Beishamai's opinion, Hegdish does. Avi Hegdish, because Beishamai holds, how is the Tmura Chal? It's Harezu, it's a Hakdoshe B'toiz, Hakdoshe B'toiz. So Beisil will say no. Tmura is Sof Hegdish. You can't learn Tchilas Hegdish, Sof Hegdish. What does it mean, Sof Hegdish? So the Rambam understands that the Rambam seems like he understands. Not only Tmura B'toyes is Chal, that's the Pasuk. Hatfasa B'toyes is also Chal. It's not a local din Hilchas Tmura. Hatfasa B'toyes is Chal. Why? Because when you had a Korban Oila and you say Harezu Tachazu, the Kedusha from the Oila that's over here transfers over to this animal. It's Harezu Kazu. Like Hatfasa B'Nedorim Zuk. The potato chips should be the same as the cookies. He took neder on the cookies, then he says, Harezu kazu, the potato chips should be the same as the cookies. Or you have a Bisar korban, the Gemara talks, you have Bisar oila, they shechted the korban oil, and you have the flesh, it's also ba'ano. Then he says, on the cookies should be like a korban oil. So just like the Bisar ha'oila is also ba'chilo, also ba'ano. So the cookies are also ba'chilo, also ba'ano. That's called the hatfos. So the Rambam says, not only is there a concept of hatfasa, the Chiddush in the Rambam, not only is there a concept of hatfasa by Nedarim, because it's in Isa Chepze, as opposed to Shvuz, and Isa Gavra is not, there's a concept of hatfasa by Hegdish. The guy says, Harezu Korban Oila, then he says, Harezu Kozu. So the hatfasa means that the Iser on this Korban is Nimshach, is Chal on the second animal as well. So that's a Sof Hegdish. So since Beishamai admit to the Beisilul, Tmura B'toyes is Chal as a Pasuk in Chumash, because that's Sof Hegdish. The Kedusha, Beisilul seemed to hold that the Kedusha by the Tmura is Nimsha from the original Korban. So the Rambam says, just like Tmura B'toyes is Chal because it's Sof Hegdish, who are the Nami, if we say Harezu Kazu, and there's a mistake, he didn't realize that this is his whole possession. He didn't realize that he's broke. And this is all he has in the world. And if he would have realized that, he would never have made such a statement. So the Rambam says, Hatfasa B'toyes is Chal. So the Rambam seems to have that it's a machlik, it's Bisham and Beisil. How does Tamura work? Bisham and Hol Tamura is a Hakdoshe B'toyes. You say, Harezu, Tachazu, you thought there's in the back of your mind going to get away with it. It's a Hakdoshe on the new animal. Hakdoshe B'toyes is Chal. Beisil will say, it's not a new Hakdoshe. It's a Sof Hegdish. The Kedusha from the original animal is Nimshach on this animal. So a Sof Hegdish B'toyes is Chal. So the Rambam says that if you do a Hatfasa, B'toyes also Chal, even not in the context of Tmura. You just make atwasa, zukazu, the tos is also a chal. So these are two different ways to understand how does tmura work. Then there's a third gemara, where there's a third possibility, the first daf and tmura, daf base on the base. So the gemara has the following. There is a din, a boy becomes bar mitzvah at the age of yud gimel shanim imecha, 13. A girl becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 12. You need shanim b'simanim, you have to have shtei saris on the eva ha'erva. Okay, but a year before bar mitzvah and the year before bas mitzvah, that's called mufla samach liish. So mufla samach liish, learned that from a pasuk, and it's a machlekes in the gemara, and nida, machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, whether this institution, mufla samach liish, is the raisa the rabbanon, namely, a child within a year before bar mitzvah, he's not yet a bar das, he can't do kiddushin, he can't do mekachamemka menatayra, but if he takes a neder, nedar of nivdokim, we have to interrogate him to see that he know what he was talking about. So if it turns out he's Yodel Lishemi Noda, Lishemi Higdish, he knew what he was talking about, then we say the Dharma binding, and he has to observe it. So the Gemara has a machlekes, whether that din is a din deraisa, a din deraban. So just like a mufla, a samach layish, has the ability to take Nidorim, so it's by hafla, all in yoni hafla, mufla, a samach layish, he has das hafla. He doesn't have das mekech memke, he doesn't have das kiddushin, that's a higher level of das. Das hafla is a lower level of das. Das HaFlo is a lower level of Das. So the Gemara says, there's a machlekes hatanoim, when a kin a mufla samach liish be mafresh truma. Let's say he has his own farm, and then he has tevel. So he's the balabas, can he be mafresh truma? So Shulchan Aruch says, we paskin that yes. The Vilna Gaon asks, why did they paskin like that? In the Mishnah, it's a machlekes hatanoim, based on the rules, he should have paskin the other way. But that's the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that one is a mufla samach liish, can be mafresh truma, can be magdish, can't be magdish because hakdosha is based on a das hafla. He can take a neder naziris, he can take a neder reshvua, all the inyani hafla he can do. So the Gemara has a shaila, what if the kid, the mufla samach liyish, makes tmura, harezu tachazu? Should I say that that's like hakdosha? So just like mufla samach liyish, the before bar mitzvah, has the ability to be magdish, karbonis, so he can make tmura also. Or should I say, no, maybe not. Why is maybe not? What's it sad to say that not? So the Gemara says, because sof kol sof, he's still a cotton, he's a labar onshu. So what has it got to do? Where's this Gemara? The first daf in Tamura. Oh, so that's the Shittim Kubetzis, writes on the side of the Gemara, printed on the side. It sounds from that Gemara, that base on the base, that v'hoyuhu smarosi yakodesh is really an onish. Beis Hillel write that every case of Tamura is Hegdish B'Toyes. So really it's not Chal.
Shita?
Huh?
Who is the
Shita? The Shita Mekubetz is printed on the side of the Gemara. Tamura, that base on the base, writes this Pshat. Most people don't always read all the Shita Mekubetz, but this one was discovered by Rabbi Yeruchim Perla. Rabbi Yeruchim Perla put out the three volumes of the Sefer Mitzvah, Rav Sadia Gaon. So he has a whole Arichas on this. And now everybody knows this. Not everybody knows all the Shittim Kubetz, but this one is known because of Rabbi Yeruchim Perla. Yeruchim Perla was a businessman. He was a shopkeeper in Europe, and he had nothing better to do. And he wrote this fantastic Chibur, the three volumes of the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadigman. So he discovered the Shita. The Shita says, Le'oilam Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say, we learn out from the institution of Tamura that Hegdish Tos Ali Hegdish. Beis Hillel say, no. Every case of Tamura is not really Chal because you said Harizu Tachazu. Nothing is Chal. But because you did an Avera, the Torah says, Lo Yachlifenu, V'lo Yamaros, don't you dare to try to do that. So the Torah penalizes you, the Torah punishes the person who declares Harizu Tachazu. It says, Hoyuhu Smarasa Yakarit. The original carbon is Kodesh, you were Magdish it yesterday. And the new one is Kodesh as a Knas HaTorah. So since the kid is a Mufla Samach Liish, he's a La Baronshin, so he doesn't deserve to be punished, and to say that it should be, the Tamura should be Chal. So Tamura should be base on a base. I think that's the Loshen HaGemara. Go on.
Isra said he doesn't put Tamura in the Lavin.
I think the Loshana Gemara is that the Mufla Samach Liish is a La Baronsh. Mm. What's the din? Should I say just like he can be magdish, he can make tmura? Oy dilma kaven the la baronshin hu, but tmura by mitzvahs. That's the third white line. Since the mufal achsamli is la baronshin, so the tmura is not chal. What's the connection between la baronshin? So the shittim kabetz is printed on the side. Says that's why, because that's a fundamental machlokes b'shamay b'sil. B'shamay hold that the tmura is chal because it's a hegdish leitos. As a harezu oyla. Tachazu, so Harezu Oyla is a Hakdasha. But he thought he's going to get away with something, so that's an error. But Hegdish Tos, Abi Hegdish. Misilda say no. Hegdish Tos is not Chal, the Tmur is not Chal because of what he said. But because what he said was an Avera, Torah says, Layach Lifenu, he gets Malkus, even if he did it Bishoigig, but it's an Avera. So the Torah penalizes the one who says that, and the penalty is Vayahulus Marasa Yakodesh. So the Mufalach Salmish, the La Baranchin, he doesn't deserve to be penalized. So it's a whole, there are three different ways to understand how Tmur is Chal. Beishamai hold that it's a Hegdish Mipiv, Hegdish Tos. And it doesn't affect the change, the fact that it's soft Hegdish. It's irrelevant. It's a Hegdish Tos. Beisilu disagree because they soft Hegdish. Le'afinim t'chilas Hegdish mesof. That's the Gemara in Nozir, on Daf Lamed Aleph. What does that mean? So the Rambam, in the end of Perek Vav, in Hilchos Echma Charamin, seems to have understood, like our Gemara says, that it's kodem hekdesho lemumay, because when you make tmura, the kedusha on the be'emes chulin shifts over, is nitvas from the be'emes kachim. So it's kodem hekdesho lemumo. The hekdesh was already there. If you magdish an animal that has already a mum kavua, that's it already has a mum kavua, it's kodem mum kavua hekdesho. But if you magdish a tmura, so since the kedusha comes from the first carbon, that's karam hekdesha lemumay. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. It's karam hekdesha lemumay. So that's how the Rambam seems to have learned. In the end of Perek Vav in Hilchos Derechem Acharamin, he says if you say harezu kozeh, you make a hekdesh by hatvasa. That's a chiddush that such a thing exists. Hatvasa by hekdesh. How did the Rambam know that such a thing is hatvasa by hekdesh? Probably because the Gemara says there's such a thing as hatvasa by the dorm, because the dorm is an isa chepze. So manishtan, how come the dorm is an isa chepze and shvuah is only an isa gavra? How did the Gemara know that? That shvuah is an isa gavra, the dorm is an isa chepze? So Rav Soloveitchik once said that he heard from Rav Chaim Heller that if you look in the pasuk psukim at the beginning of Parshas Matos, it says ish gira negal Hashem o yishal b'shvuah, that's a isa al nafsho. Al nafsho means that it's an isa gavra. So that says Yishav Shvuah, that's a Rishon Nafsho, that's an Isa Gavro. Ishki a Neder is different. So it sounds like a Neder is not merely an Isa Gavro. It's an Isa Chepzah. Yishav Shvuah, that's a Rishon Nafsho, that's only an Isa Gavro. And a Neder is more than that. It's both an Isa Gavro and an Isa Chepzah. So that's Mashmos of the Psukim like that. So the question is, Manishtan a Neder? How come Neder is an Isa Chepzah? So there's a famous Chuvus HaRashba, where the Rashba has a machloikis HaRishon, what about Chaza, what about Basa B'chola, what about the Treis, Nebelus and Treifus, all Macholos HaSurus, all Yisuri Torah, are they Yisuri Gavra, are they Yisuri Chavtza? So if you hold all Yisuri Torah, and it's 2 days in the Mechaber, in Yerudea, I'll explain how. It's 2 days in the Mechaber, it goes like this, there's a Ran in the first parak in the Dorim, where the Ran quotes a Yerushalmi. We have a din, ain't Issa chal al Issa. Issa can't be chal, you can't superimpose an Issa on top of another Issa, unless the second Issa is way more inclusive than the first one. It's an Issa koilal, or it's an Issa moisif. It adds on much more. So if you take a shvu, I will not eat the potato chips. So all you have here is an Issa gavra. Then I say, I take a netter, the potato chips should be osa b'achila alai. So you superimpose something, an Issa chefza that wasn't there before. When you first took a shvuah, I will not eat the potato chips, only had an isa gavra. Now that you take a netter, the potato chips shibas machil alai, so that you're adding a new dimension of isa chepza, which wasn't there before. That's isa chalal heta, so that's chal. But if first, let's say, first you take a netter, then you take another netter. The potato chips shibas machil, potato chips shibas machil. So the second netter is not chal. You take a shvuah, and then you take another shvuah, it's not chal. What if he first took a netter, then he takes a shvuah? So the Ran quotes Yerushalmi, a shvuah is not chal on top of a neder. Because if he first took the neder, already know there that the potato chip should be also b'achil alai. It already contains an isa chepzu with an isa gavra. Then he takes a shvua. I take a shvua. I will not eat the potato chips. There already was an isa shvua. There already was an isa gavra. Because a neder means doesn't only mean it's an isa chepzu. Every isa has to be isa gavra. Means neder even has an isa chepzu. It certainly has an isa gavra. So shvu on top of a neder is not adding any new dimension that wasn't there before. Since the neder came first, it had both dimensions. Isa chepzi, isa gavin. The shvu on top of it is not chal. That's around, I think, a daf yutches. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have 2 days. What if a person has nevelus atreifus, then he takes a neder, I take a neder, this piece of meat should be also b'achil alai. The nevelus atreifus, all these irritar, they're only isuri gavra. So neder is chav on top of a shvu because it adds an added dimension of isa chepze. So if all the isuri Torah are merely isuri gavra, then a neder is chalal isurim. But if you hold that all the isuri Torah are isuri chepze, so it's like taking a neder on top of a neder. So any isa chalal isa, no added dimension, no new dimension of isa is added when you take a neder on top. So there's one line in the mechaber: is a neder chal on macholas asuris yesham that it is chal yesham that it's not chal. There's 2 days in the Tshuvas Rashba. That's a fundamental machlokes of Rishonim, whether all Isuri Torah are Isuri Gavra, Isuri Chepze. So if you hold that all Isuri Torah are Isuri Chepze, so then neder is the same as everything else, and Shvu is only Isuri Gavra. That's the reason I'm not sure, because the Shvu can have Bikumbi, I'll say also. God can take a Shvu, I will go jogging today for an hour. A Shvu can be not only an Isuri Gavra, it can be a Chiyuvan Gavra. So if you can have a Shvu, Bikumbi, I'll say. So, so that's always gavra. There's no chepta there at all. So if you have a shvua with an iser, it's only going to be an iser gavra. So if you hold that all iseri tarari suri chepta, so neder is normal. Shvua is the exception to the rule that it's only gavra. But if you hold that all iseri tarari are only suri gavra, so manishtana neder. How come neder is different? So the answer is because neder is like hegdish. Neder, that's what the Ran in the beginning, on the first omud in the Dorim, the Ran presents this fundamental machlokes of Rishonim. Ezekiel and Neder behatfosa, because Hegdish is in Isa Chepze. Hegdish means that there are elements of Kedusha in the Chepze of the Hegdish. If I own a jacket, there are no elements of Shechter in the jacket. The same jacket whether I own, you own, or he owns it. It's a question that there's a relationship. If I own it, it's mine, no one else can take it. If you own it, it's yours, no one else can take it. There's a relationship, but it's not called Shemoni, it's not called Reuveni. When they divided Eretz Yisrael, the Shvatim, so that's called Chelka Shel Binyamin. That's called Chelka Shel Yehuda. That was Taken Chepze. That's Chelka Shel Yehuda, and that's Chelka Shel Binyamin. But anything else other than ownership of Eretz Yisrael, and Hegdish is Taken Chepze. So Hegdish, the Ritva has like that. Hegdish is for sure Isa Chepze. So if you hold that all Isuri Torah are merely Isuri Gavra, and the one and only exception to the rule is Neder, Dafan Fashtein, why? The answer is not the one and only. Neder is an exception because Hegdish is an exception. Hegdish is certainly an Isa Chepze. That's what Ritva says, L'chol HaDeis. And if you assume that Ika Neder is Behatvasa, Ika Neder is the potato chip Shibasa Bachil Alai, like a korban. If Ika Neder Behatvasa, so then you understand why Neder is singled out from all these Ritva, that it's an Isa Chepze. So getting back again. Our Gemara that answers that by Tmura it's not a violation of Tafel Lamatzina Tafel Chamaneikar because Tmura Mikar Kotchim Klasya. The simple meaning is that it's Kodem Hegdesha Lamumo. The Kedusha on the Tmura is Nimshach from the Kedusha on the original Korban, and that preceded the Mum Kavua. The Mum Kavua is irrelevant until it's Naget to the Kedusha. The Kedusha was first Chal on the other one. So that sounds like the Rambam, that the Tmura is Sof Hegdish, and whenever the Sof Hegdish, even a Hatfasa Behegdish is Chal. How did the Rambam know? Because the Gemara has Hatfasa Benedorim. And Hatfasa Benedorim is because it's an Isa Chepze. So maybe there's Hatfasa by Hegdish also. The Gemara in the Dorm talks about Hatfasa Bepeya, also in the first parak in the Dorm. The guy's Marfish Peya. You see, by Truma, you can never have it like this. The farmer has a barn full of food, and then he's mafresh a little bit as truma. L'chatchila, we say, should be mafresh 2%. You can be mafresh in between mashahu and 99.99%. You can't make oisa kol garna truma, it's not chal. You have to have shira in the kram, you have to leave over a little bit, that's not nitfas, bikdushas truma. So let's say the farmer is mafresh 2% as truma. Then he figures, why am I so cheap? Let me give the kohanim a little more. So he says, I want to be mafresh another 8% as truma, it should be 10% as truma. So the din is that it's not chal. The second truma is not chal. Truma is only chal if the thing is tevel. Once you mafresh 2% as truma, even you mafresh 1% as truma, mafresh mashu as truma, that takes off the whole chiyuv afresh as truma from the whole barn full. So then you can't be mafresh truma again a second time. Truma is only chal if it's mata the isa tevel. Because you weren't yet mafresh truma, so your mafresh truma takes off the isa tevel. But if you already were mafresh truma, if you mafresh lechatchila 10% as truma, so 10% is chal. But if you mafresh first 2%, then afterwards, mafresh another 8%. The Gemara said the second hafrosh is not chal. But by peyah, there is no iset tevel before you mafresh peyah. You can be mafresh peyah, then you can be mafresh another peyah. They'll have the same dinam as peyah. You're not mechuyev to be mafresh more. But if you mafresh a second time, peyah will be chal. So the Gemara says, what if the farmer was mafresh, arezu peyah, and then he sees there's so many aniyim coming and there's not going to be enough for them? So if out of the goodness of his heart, he decides he wants to give more, he can say harezu kazu. He can make a hatfasa. So the Gemara says that there's such a thing as hatfasa bepeya. That's a chiddush in the Gemara, the beginning of Nedarim. There's such a chiddush that hatfasa works not only. The original din of hatfasa is based on psukim and chumash. I say zu kazu. The potato chip should be the same as the cookie. So zu kazu is a chiddush of the institution of hatfasa. And the Rambam extends it to hegdush also, even though there is no such Gemara. The Gemara has it by Peah. So the Gemara already extended it past the Peah is a Chiddush, that there's such a thing as Hatfas. Anyway, these are the three possibilities. And the Rambam seems to have understood like our Gemara, that the Tmura, the Kedusha of Tmura, is Nimshach from the Kedusha of the Korban, which is not like the Beis Shammai. They say it's like a Hegdish Mechadosh, Yafinon, Chilas Hegdish, Misaf Hegdish. The Tmura is a new Hakdosha. And it's chal, even though it's betoys. And it's not like that Shita Mukobetzis, who writes on the first half that the Tmura is not chal. Based on what I said, nothing was chal. It's a Knas HaTorah. Torah declares that it should be chal. And our Gemara sounds like the Ramam, that the Kedusha is Nimshach. Okay, so that was what we left out from yesterday. Then the Gemara has another kasha. The Gemara is still working on the assumption, Lamazina Tofel Chama Manika. Then the Gemara is going to back out. It may not necessarily be correct. The Gemara says, what about Korban Pesach? The Harei Pesach, about 8-9 lines from the top of Mem Tesam and Aleph. The Harei Pesach, the Hu Eina Ton Smicha, Unasach Matanufas Chaz Veshoik. Ab Korba Maisa Ab Pesach don't have Smicha. That's a Mishnah in the end of Menachas. Has all the dinim of Smicha. So it says, Kol HaKarbonis, all the karbanos need smicha. Kol karbanos ayochid need smicha. Where is it? Somewhere over there is a mishnah. A korban sibra does need smicha. Only the machlekes. There are two or three exceptions to the rule. One is the sor hamishtaleach needs smicha. The kain gadol does need smicha, and he says vidoy representing all the klal yisrael. And parhalam davish al tzibur, the three members of the bez nagadol do the smicha, and they represent Klal Yisrael. And then there was the machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim that we had yesterday. What about Sirei Avodah Zarah? If Roiv HaTzibur in Eretz Yisrael violated Avodah Zarah because of a mistake in Psaka, the Bez Nagol. So if the Bez Nagol made a mistake in Chometz Bet Pesach and eating on Yom Kippur, Chelu Bedam, and Roiv HaTzibur violated the Avodah based on the mistake in Psak, then the Gira Pala Dovashal Tzibur. If the Rav HaTzibur violated Avodah Zarah based on a mistaken psak of the Bez Nagadol, that's in Parsha Shlach, that's not in Parsha Vayikra. That's Sirei Avodah Zarah. So the din of Smicha, that the three members of the Bez Nagadol says in the Parhalam Dovah Shal Tzibur, that's in Parsha Vayikra. In Parsha Shlach, it never says a word about Smicha. So that was a machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Yud over here. The Gemara has an extra phrase. Samach Yodo, Smicha is really with both hands. There's a Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel, which is not, we know it's not by Yonis and Ben Uziel. Yonis Ben Uziel only wrote a Targum on Nevi'im. He didn't write a Chamisha Chumash Torah. They say that Tav Yud is a mistake, and Rashi Tev is Targum Yerushalmi. It's not Targum Yonasim, but everybody calls it Yonasim Yonasim. So the Targum, it's a question, because a lot of times in the Targum, what's called Targum Yonasim, it has things that are attributed to the Karaites, to the Karaite. So a lot of Sfarim were written to try to defend all of the difficult, some claims written by a Karaite, and not that we shouldn't look at it. But it's printed in all the Chumashim, Targum Yonasim. So the printers assumed that it's from a holy source. Okay. So they wrote Sfarim to try to defend. So the in the Targum Yonasim, when it says, the Samach Es Yadav, it says he puts Yad Yeminai. That's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says you do Smicha B'Shtei Yadayim. Because one of the Psukim says, Samach Es Yadav, Olav. One of the Psukim it does says, he does Smicha B'Shtei Yadav. So the Tanoim understood the Samach Yadav is always B'Shtei Yadayim. He always does Smicha B'Shtei. Even though a lot of times it says in the singular. So the Gemara said that we had yesterday, Mem Chesam and Beis, there was an extra word by smicha. Al rosh should say v'samach yado al rosho. It's talking about a kamak. How come it says v'samach yado al rosh ha'sa'ir? So it's marba, another sa'ir. Which other sa'ir is a marba? So the Gemara had a machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda said it's marba sa'ir nachshon. That was a hayru ha'shoah once in the history of the world. Damash chodesh nisan when the Mishkan was completed. So nachshon b'adam in adav. Each one of the 12 nisim for the first 12 days of chodesh nisan. Each one brought karbonis. Each one brought a chatos, and the chatos was not l'chapra on any aveira. It just had the status like a korban chatos. So that pasuk, if not for this pasuk, I would have thought that there was no smicha at all. So this pasuk tells me that Sa'ir Nachshon also had smicha. That's what Reb Yehuda says, and we assume like that. Sa'ir Nachshon had smicha to the exclusion of Sirei Avodah Zarah. Reb Shimon disagrees, says no, that the extra phrase, Samach Yoda, Rosh HaSa'ir, is not to be marbe Sa'ir Nachshon. Sa'ir Nachshon did need smicha. The pasuk comes to be marbe Sirei Avodah Zarah. Sirei Avodah Zarah is a parallel to Parhelim Davish Al Tzibur. Bez Nagadol made a mistake in Psak Halacha. They allowed some kind of Avodah Zarah, some detail in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. And the Rav HaTzibur Shebe Rova, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, violated the Avera of Avodah Zarah based on the mistake in Psak of the Bez Nagadol. So the din is if it would have been any other Avera, so they bring Parhelim Davish Al Tzibur. That's in Parshas Vayikra. And if it's the Bez Nagadol made a mistake in the area of Avodah Zarah, then it's in Parshas Shlach. And they bring the Sirei Avodah Zarah. So the Dinim should be the same. So that's what Rav Shimon claims, that just like you need smicha, the members of the Bez Nagadol do smicha over there, so the Bez Nagadol does smicha by the Sirei Avodah Zarah as well. So again, smicha is only b'korban yochid, not b'korban tzibur, but there are just two or three exceptions to the rule. Shimon says there's a third exception to the rule, and we paskin against Rav Shimon, there are only two exceptions to the rule. And then the Mishnah has that Mishnah that says Kol Karbonos HaYochid. It's a Mishnah somewhere in the end of Menachos. Kol Karbonos HaYochid needs smicha. It says Chutz Min Abchor VaHamaisa VaHapesach. These three do not need smicha. Abchor VaHamaisa HaPesach do not have smicha. And also there's no Nesachim and there's no Tenufas Chaz V'Shoik. Chaz V'Shoik is only by Shlomin. So you don't have smicha, Nesachim and Tenufas Chaz V'Shoik by Pesach. What do you do if you are mafresh a Karbon Pesach? You put a tag on, this is my Korban Pesach. Then it got lost. You mafresh Korban Pesach a few days before Yontem. Then he can't find it. So he has to be mafresh another Korban Pesach. And then he finds the one that was missing. After Chalamoid Pesach, he has time. He looks around. He finds the missing Korban Pesach. What do you do with it? You're going to save it till next year. Next year it'll be over a Shnasa. It'll be over a year old. The Korban Pesach has to be Bashnasa before the first birthday. Pesach Shavah Shnasa is no good. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. That's called Moisad Pesach. If you have a leftover Korban Pesach, Moisad Pesach Korib Shlomim. Or who are the Nami? Let's say another Moisad Pesach. Let's say he sets aside $1,000 to purchase a Korban Pesach. $1,000 Kedusha Damim Lamizbech. He comes to Yerushalayim, he succeeds in getting a Korban Pesach for $500. So what does he do with the remaining $500? It's not Yotze L'chulin, it's Magdush $1,000 for the Korban Pesach. But that's also called Moisad Pesach Korib Shlomim. There's such a din, Moisa Kochi Kochim, is Korevoilo. Let's say a person sets aside $1,000, he's Chayiv Achatos. He was Machal Shabbos Bishoik, he has to bring Achatos. He sets aside $1,000. Comes to Yerushalayim, he succeeds in buying an animal for $500. So what does he do with the remaining $500? Has Kedusha's Domim Lamizbeah for a Korban Chatos. But he can't bring another Chatos. Chatos not Bobin Adam and Adove. Once he's Yosef with the first Chatos, so he's finished already. So that's called Moisa Chatos, Moshe Chatzi, you have $500 left. Or Moshe Chatzi is like this. He's mafish techa toes lachrayis. He sets aside two animals. One of these, he's magdish them both. This should be a korban chatos. In case one of them gets lost, the other one, that nothing gets lost. So then he brings either one of them. So he has two. So what does he do with the extra one? He can't be makravit as a chatos. Chatos not bo ben edin ador. The chatos only bo lechaper. If he dies, there's no in kapor la mason. So there's both. They're both a problem. What do you do with them? So if he's alive, he's makriv one as a chatos. What do you do with the leftover? So the Gemara learns that. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim. The Mishnah and Shkolim quotes this was a drasha of Yohai. What was his name? Zumerish Dorish Yoyada HaKoyin. Yoyada HaKoyin is a biblical figure in Sefer Malachim. No? Zumerish Dorish Yoyada HaKoyin. That Kohen Gadol, Yoyada HaKoyin, came up with this drasha from the Pasuk that Moshe Chatas Karavaylo. If you have money left over from a Korban Chatas, you have a Korban Chatas left over. And then the Gemara explains it. All Moshe Kachin Kachin. You have a Moshe Oshim also like that. Is Korevoyla. Whatever money is left over from any, let's say a guy sets aside $1,000 to bring an oiler. He succeeds in buying an oiler with $500. What does he do with the remaining $500? Oiler's Bob and Adam and Adobis. He bring another oiler. That's not a problem. Let's say Shlomim. He sets aside $1,000 to bring a Shlomim. Then he succeeds in buying a Shlomim with $500. Use the remaining $500. Buy another Shlomim. What's the problem? Shlomim is Bob and Adam and Adobis. But let's say, if he sets aside $1,000 for a chatos or an asham, chatos and asham is only bo lechaper, it's not bo ben edim and edov. So what does he do with the remaining $500? That's moisa kochi kochim is karevoyla. Zu medush dorish yoyod akoin. Yoyod akoin made the drasha came up with this din. So that's a din of moisa kochi kochim karevoyla. And here's a din, moisa pesach karev shlam. Each one is based on psukim. Moisa pesach, money left over from the karev pesach. Or the Korban Pesach itself. Korban Pesach itself. Let's say you have a Korban Pesach. You have a Korban Pesach, and for some reason or another, they weren't makrivit on Erev Pesach. That whole group of 10, 15 people, they were all shutvim, they were all b'nei chabur, they're going to eat this Korban Pesach. And by mistake, they never got to shecht it. So these 10, 15 guys never bought Pesach Rishon. So bring it next month. Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni. So you don't have to, you don't, it's not a Moshe of Pesach, it's still the Oymed L'Hakriv Korban Pesach, they bring in as Pesach Sheni. But if they did bring the Pesach Rishon, they set aside $1,000, they succeeded in buying Korban Pesach for $500. So the $500 is Meyuter. Pesach Sheni is also not Bob in Adam and Adam. So that's the Halacha, Moshe of Pesach, Korban Shlom. So the Gemara asks, Pesach itself, there's no Smicha, and there's no Nesochim, there's no Tenufas Chazer B'Shoik. Masheni Kein, Moshe of Pesach, leftover Korban Pesach is treated like a Korban Shlamim, and it does have smicha nesach matnus tenufas chaz v'shok. So don't you see matzina tofel chomim and iker started off as a Korban Pesach, and now the halacha says you should be makravit as a shlamim. So you have more mitzvahs on the shlamim than you would have had if you would have been makravit the way it's supposed to be. Korban Pesach itself doesn't have these three things: smicha, tenufas chaz v'shok, and the nesachim. How can that be? Isn't that a violation of this rule? Maybe it shows the rule is non-existent. Maybe there is no such rule. The Gemara is not so sure. So the Gemara says, that's not a kasha. Why is that not a kasha? And for the Gemara, don't call it a Moshe Pesach. The halacha declares that a Moshe Pesach converts automatically and it becomes a shlamim. It's not a tofel. It's not a tofel. You see, when you have tmura, tmura is a tofel. If the original one was an oiler, the tmura is another. If the original one was a shlamim, the new one is going to be a shlamim. If the original one was a chatos, so tmura's chatos is not correct because he's already yotze with the chatos. So you can't bring a chatos, not bo ben edim nadav, you can't bring a second chatos. So whatever the original korban was, that's what the tmura is going to be. So that's the tmura of any given korban is called the tofel, and the original korban is called the yikah. So that's the Gemara raised the issue. How can you have tofel chamim and ikah? But here, the Gemara says, no, Moshe Pesach, the past history is wiped off. No longer Pesach, has nothing to do with Pesach. It's a shlomim, shoyt. So shlomim needs smichan, tenufas, chaz, v'shoyt. And the sochim, that's what the Gemara says. This is a bit of a problem, though. This Gemara is a bit of a problem. Moshe Pesach is not called Moshe Pesach. It's very difficult. The din is, a normal shlomim, when a person is magdish a shlomim is nechash shnei yamim v'layla achas, a layla echad. Let's say a person brings a shlomim now. What time is it now? 1:45 on Thursday. So he brings a shlomim today, so he can eat it. There's a beis hamikdash. You can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow till shkia. That's called shnei yamim v'layla echad, the night in between. If it's a zevach toida shlomov, that's a subcategory of a shlomim. Zevach toida shlomov is basically a carbon shlomim, but it's a subcategory. The Gemara says, let's say a person shechts, he knows that it's a chatos and he shechts it l'shem oila. He knows that it's an oila and he shechts it l'shem chati. He changes his mind. Instead of makriv it as an oila, he's going to be makriv it as a chati. He thinks that he needs a kapar before he gives a gift to the Rebbeinu Shlom. He knows that it's an oila and he says, let it be a chatos, I'll bring the oila tomorrow. So that's called shina kodesh. When you have in mind, instead of what it really is, you know what it is, instead of what it is, you makriv it l'shem something else. So that passels the karbonos, the first Mishnah in Zvacha. Sometimes it passels legamri, sometimes it passels b'miktsas. The Mishnah gives you the details. What if a person shechts a toida l'shem shlom? So the Gemara said that doesn't passel, because toida is a subcategory of shlom. The Chumash says zevach toida shlomov. So that's not called the shina kodesh. Toida is a subcategory. So this is an institution of a shlomim. The shlomim is nechel shnei yamim v'layla echad, and a toida is only nechel yom v'layla at chatzos.
That's like, it could be pickle.
What?
If you did the Zevach Torah wrong, it could be
pickle. Okay, you can make it pickle. You could always make it pickle, yeah. I mean, when he shechts
it. You tended to eat it in the Zman that's kosher for Shlomim, but not kosher for the Zevach Torah.
That will be pickle, right, because the Zman of a carbon Torah is only Yom Belayla. So if he has a mind to eat the Torah tomorrow, that'll be pickle. He won't even be allowed to eat it today, right? Exactly. There's a Gemara later, Nun Vav Amid Beis. There's a Machlokes Chizki over Rabbi Yochanan. Now that you mention it, we may as well talk about it. A Korban Shlomim, a Korban Chatas in an Oshem is Nechel Yom Belayla. And the Gemara says in Chulin, because Kachim, Halayla Halach Achra Yom. Normally we say Hayom Halach Achra Halayla. We always announce on the radio that the Jewish holiday of Shavuos begins from sundown and goes to sundown. That's called Hayom Halach Achra Halayla. Or Shabbos begins sundown to sundown. Vayhi Erev first, then Vayhi Voker. So by Kodshim, the Gemara says, is the reverse. Hayom halach, by Kodshim is halayla halach achrayon. Where did they get that idea from? Then in Kodshim, halayla halach achrayon. Because by Chatas and Osham, it's nechal yom v'layla, minatar nechal all night, min the Rabbanan at Chatzos, k'dei lahachik zotam and aveira. But minatar it's nechal yom v'layla, the whole layla. Why? So the Gemara says in Chulin, in Perek Kisei Adam, I think, Agir Anasha, somewhere over there, one of those problems. So the Gemara says, the reason why Chatas and Hashem is Nechol, Yom Alayla, because Halayla Halach HaHayam and Kachem. So the Gemara here raises the question on Nun Vav Amid Beis. How do you understand Shlomim? Shlomim is Nechol, Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. I bring a Shlomim now, I can eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow till Shkia. Why not tomorrow night? Kachem Halayla Halach HaHayam. So why shouldn't you eat it tomorrow night? So that's a machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan on Nun Vav Amid Beis. Rabbi Yechanan says that's the din. The zman of the korban is up tomorrow at Shkia, and if you eat it tomorrow night, it's nicer. Usually nicer is if it's nicer than man ad baker, nicer than ad baker. But over here, it becomes nicer tomorrow night. It's nicer, and therefore Rabbi Yechanan says totally zed bezed. There's a double machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Chizkiya on Nun Vav Amid Beis. What if he shechts the korban shlomim intending to eat it tomorrow night? He shechts it today, on Thursday afternoon, intending to eat it Leil Shabbos. So if he would eat it Leil Shabbos, he would be chayv koreis because of noiser. So if he shechts it intending to eat it Leil Shabbos, it becomes pigel. Pigel depends when is the zman of the korban up, when is it noiser. And the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yechanan, there's a brisa. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. And Chizkiya understood differently. Chizkiya was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechanan. Chizkiya was the son of Rabbi Chiya. Yehuda b'Chizkiya. Rabbi Chiya had two twin boys and twin girls, and that's all. He didn't have any more children. So Chizkiya was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechanan. He learned by Rabbi Yudah Anasi also. Chizkiya disagrees, says no. In Kochim halayla halech achar hayoim. So just like Chatos and Oshem is yom v'layla, so Shlomim is really shnei yomim. The Zman of the Korban is 2 days. So the 2 days should really be up on Shabbos morning. You bring a shlama today, so it'd be today, tonight, and Friday night, till Alos HaShachar, Shabbos morning. So if you lead it Shabbos in the daytime, you'll be chayv koris because of Noisa. But Leil Shabbos is not yet Noisa. You won't be yotze the mitzvah sachila if you eat it Friday night. The mitzvah sachila is only shnei yomim v'layla echad. If you won't be yotze the mitzvah sachila, you're not allowed to eat it. But we wouldn't call it Noisa because the zman HaKorban is not yet up. And the mele wouldn't make it pigul. If you shech the korban today planning to eat it tomorrow night, Chizkiya says that it wouldn't be pigul. Pigul is only if you plan to eat it chutz lizmana of the korban. Chutz lizmana achila, it wouldn't be pigul. If you chutz, every korban has a zmana makam. So if you plan to eat the korban chutz lizmana, the zman is really shnei amim and shnei leilos. Because halalu halach achrayim. We don't paskel like Chizkiya. We don't accept this. We paskel like Rabbi Yechanan. But this Chizkiya's idea is accepted l'alocha by Pesach. By Pesach, when you bring a korban Pesach, let's say 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. So you don't eat it yom v'layla. You're not allowed to eat it by yom. Akol sabasa b'layla, b'layla v'lo b'yom. Whoever eats the korban Pesach by yom is over be'ese. He's not allowed to eat it by yom. So we say the zman of the korban is really yom v'layla. Like the zman of achat, the zman of the rosham is really yom v'layla. So the zman of the korban Pesach is really yom v'layla. But the din is you're not allowed to eat it by yom. But the mitzvah sachila, the Torah's korban Pesach is only b'yom. But the zman of the korban is yom v'layla. What's the significance? We hold like Chizkiya that there's such a thing. The zman of the korban lechud and the zman of the mitzvah sachila is a korban lechud. It's not identical. My nafkamina. So the din is when you have a moisah Pesach, korev shlomim. Moisah Pesach, korev shlomim. So that shlomim is not the same as a normal shlomim. That shlomim, you need smicha, chozer v'shoik, and the sochim. But it's not nechol shnei yamim v'layla echad. The Tosefta in Pesachim says, if you have a moisah Pesach, korev shlomim, it's only nechal yom v'layla. And from the Tosefta is mashma, Rav Soloveitchik printed a Dvar Torah about this. When the Tosefta is mashma, there is a machloikis between Rav Lozer ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. It's over here also. Machloikis Rav Lozer ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, and the end of our perek, whether Chatzos is deraisa or derabbanon. Where is it? The last daf, I think. Yeah, here it's on Nun Zayin on the base. The Mishnah has a lotion, a Pesach and a Nechel Ela Ba'al and a Nechel Ela Ad Chatzos. So the Gemara says, from that double negative, and a Nechel Ela Ad Chatzos, it sounds from the Mishnah that it goes like Rav Lozer ben Azariah, the Chatzos is a din deraisa. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He holds that the Chatzos by Korban Pesach is like Chatzos by Chatzos and Oshim, Kedei Lahachik Zodim and Adair. Rav Lozer ben Azariah holds that it's a din deraisa. So Tosis here, the last Tosis in the Perek, the last Tosis on Nun Zayin on the base raises the possibility. Same thing in Tosis in the end of Psochim, next to the last Daf Kuf Chof on the base, also raises the possibility. Maybe we should pass like Rav Lozer ben Azariah. Maybe Chatzos is deraisa. They're not sure. Maybe you pass like Rav Lozer ben Azariah. So the Tosefta and Psochim seems to indicate even if the din would be like Rav Lozer ben Azariah that Chatzos is deraisa, when you're eating Moisa Pesach Karb Shlomim, you can eat it. Chatzos would only be derabbanan. It wouldn't be deraisa there. Why? Because the zman of the Korban Pesach is basically Yom Balayla. So Moisa Pesach carries over the zman of the original Korban. The original Korban Pesach was Yom Balayla. So the zman of the Moisa Pesach is also Yom Balayla. Rav Lozer ben Azariah happens to hold, if you're eating it on Leil HaSeder, the Torah's Korban Pesach, then the din is Rachel Sabasa Balayla. Zah Balayla Zah has the connotation of Chatzos. Like it says by Makkas Pcheres, Vavarat Beretzam Balayla Zah, and over there it means Chatzos, Vayikhatzi Alayla Vashem Hikol Kol Bechor. So here also, so the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach, Leil HaSeder, according to Rav Lozer ben Azariah, you're only Yotze if you eat it by Chatzos. But if you're eating it as a Moisa Pesach, then you don't have that restriction. You're eating it the Torah Shlomit. But the Zman HaKorban is going to carry over the Zman of the Korban Pesach. So the Zman of the Korban Pesach, it doesn't have the Zman of a Shlomit. That it should be Nechel Shnei Yom and Velayla Echad. Moisa Pesach is only Nechel Yom Velayla, all night long, Min HaTorah, and the Chatzos would only be Med the Rabbanan. Why? So we do hold like this idea that Chizkiyah said. We don't pass like Chizkiyah, nun vavim is, we don't pass like him regarding Shlomim. We don't accept his opinion that if you bring a Shlomim today, so tomorrow night it's not yet nicer, and if you shecht it today intending to eat it tomorrow night, it wouldn't become pigul. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan that it does become nicer tomorrow night, and it would be pigul if you intend it. But the idea that Chizkiyah developed, that you can split between the Zman of the Korban and the Zman of Mitzvah Sachidus HaKom, we do accept that. That's what you have by the Korban Pesach. The Zman of the Korban Pesach in principle is Yom V'Laila, like a Chatos and an Osho. If it's a normal Korban Pesach, so you can't eat it by Yom. V'chus HaBosa B'Laila, B'Laila V'lo B'Yom. According to Rabbi Zman, I can't eat it after Chatzos. But if it's going to be Korev, Moshe Pesach Korev Oilo, Moshe Pesach Korev Shlomim, you got to bring it as a Shlomim. So that's going to have the Zman of the Pesach, it's going to be Yom V'Laila. But it doesn't have the Zman of Achilut. So you can eat it by Yom, and Menator, you can eat it all night long. The Chatzos would only be Midir Rabbanim. So that's what I find a little difficult over here. Mem Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara is bothered with the Kasha. Don't you have a violation of the rule, Lamatzina Chomer? Is there such a rule? The Gemara thought on the last line of Mem Ches, there's a Klal, Lamatzina Tofel Chomer Meneikam. The topic is discussed in other sugyas as well, Menachas, yeah. It's discussed in other places as well. So here the Gemara asks, what do you do with Moshe Pesach? Moshe Pesach, when it was a Pesach, it didn't have Smicha Tenufas Chaz v'Shoik in the Sochem. Now all of a sudden it does. How can it be that the Tofel has more mitzvahs than the Iker? Moshe says, no, now it's no relationship with Pesach at all. Now it's a regular Shlom. I find that difficult. It's not a regular Shlom. It has this man of the Korban Pesach. It's called a Moshe Pesach. It's not called a Shlom. It's called a Moshe Pesach. Otherwise it should be Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. So you see that it's still called a Moshe Pesach. I'm not sure what the Gemara means by this answer. Gemara answers, no, Pesach B'Shah Moshe Hashanah, Shlomim Hu, has no connection. Does not be Shem Pesach at all. It's not true. It has the Zmanim of the Korban Pesach. I don't know. Then the Gemara says, V'i bo yisema, and maybe you can give another answer that the whole statement in the first place is not true. Maybe there is no such rule of Lamatzina Tov Chachamun Eikah. What did they say? They're trying to establish, how do you know that Sofon is Ma'akev by Shechitim, by Kabbalah Adam, by Oilo? You only have Pesukim by Chatos, it's Ma'akev. By Oilo, you only have it written once. So where's the Shino of Akasul? How do you know it's even Ma'akev? So first, the Gemara said, no, Lamatzina Tofel Chamanika. Chatos is learned that from Oilo. Chatos is a Tofel. And Oilo is the Ikah, the original place where it says, the only place where it says Sofon is by the Oilo, and Chatos is derived from that. So since it's Ma'akev B'Di'evet by the Chatos, so it has to be that it's Ma'akev B'Di'evet by the Oilo. It can't be Tov HaChamanik. Then the Gemara says, V'Iboy Seima, no, you have another Pasuk by Oilo, that it's Shina La'Kosel Yake. That's the second answer, that there is no such rule of Matzina Tov. V'Iboy Seima, Makro, Oilo Bim Koimetei, that it's Shina La'Kosel Yake. Fine. So far we have established that Oilo and Chatos both need Sofen for Shechita and Kabbalah l'Ikuva. However, we stop. Now the Gemara wants to know, Oshem. Every step of the way, Gemara says, how do you know by Oshem? How do you know l'chatchila and how do you know b'riyevet? Oshem in only the boit Sofen, the Gemara d'chsiv, it's a b'fevish of Pasek. It says, when you bring an Oshem, b'mkama she yishchetu es ha'oilo, yishchatu es ha'oshem. The same place where you shecht an oilo, that's Sofen. Fine. Ashkhan Shechita Kabbalah min Olam. How do you know you need Kabbalah also? Zog the Gemara, is Dama Yizrak. Is Dama Yizrak. So what does that mean? Bimkoy Mesha Yishchatu Esayla, Yishchatu Esayoshan, the Makam is Tzofen, is Dama Yizrak, Kibol Dama Ami Bit Tzofen. Okay, that's the Mashmoz of the Pasuk. You need Tzofen also. Fregma Mekabala Atzma, how do you know that the Koina does the Kabbalah? Has to every step of the way. How do you know that the Koina does the Kabbalah? He can't stand Bedarim and stick his hand with Sofen. So he had a Pasuk by Yonam, he had a Pasuk by Chatos. Every step of the way, the Gemara insists that you need a Pasuk. Tais is always bothered why you couldn't know Mamatzin. He already established so many things. I don't know. So Tais does know. So give difficulty. Gemara said, how do you know the Kabbalah Atzmam? How do you know the Koina does the Kabbalah? He has to stand Rosh HaVerubo in Sofen Zagdi Gemara, because it says, Vezdama Yizrok, S is a Riboy. Dama Yizrok means but the Kabbalah Saddam should be, but Sofen, the S is Marba, even the Dama, the S Dama. S is Marba, the Mekabah. Then the Gemara says, okay, so you've already established all three lachatchila. The behemah should be betzafim when you do the shechita by Yosham. The behemah should be betzafim when you do kabbalah. And the behemah with the klisharis. And the third thing is the kohen ha'eved, the kohen does the kabbalah. All three. The kohen does the shechita doesn't have to be betzafim, doesn't have to be a kohen. It can stand chutz lazar. The one who does the shechita doesn't have to be a kohen, it doesn't have to be in the azar. So you have three things. You need the behemah should be betzafim when you do the shechita of the Yosham. The behemah with the klisharis should be betzafim when you do kabbalah. And the kohen ha'eved should be betzafim. Rosh ha'beruah should be betzafim. So you know all three lachatchila. La'akev minon, and how do you know it's even ma'akev b'dievet? Everything ma'ashin ala makasav li'akev, it's repeated. Fine. Where does it say shen makasav? V'shochas akeves. How does the pasuk end off? V'shochates akeves, that's by the Yosham. Shchatu es achates v'esa oila. So it's repeated again. Why do you need it repeated again? So that's Shin Allah Kasav Yak. In fact, the Marakasha, is that valid? That Pasik in chapter Yudalit. That's why by Asham Etzera. By Asham Etzera. That Pasik is teaching me Shin Allah Kasav Yak. Ahai. That Pasik, Lahachi Yudi also, is that the role that it plays in the Chumash that it teaches you Shin Allah Kasav Yak? That the Tzofen is Ma'akev Yid Miriyavid by the Asham. I'm a boy, let it get it Tanya, though, I need it for a different reason. So the Gemara, we have Yud Gimel Midrash Atar in the Dreshes. Then one of them is Dov Shoy Bechlal. We ought to lead him Dov Achorish. He had to yochel achzir lechlaloi. Hashach Sreinu hakosav lechlala beferish. Yeah. What's a Dov Achodosh? So a Chidush, that's what Tosis points out over here. The fish yotzo, Hashem Metzor lead him Dov Achorish. Same Tosis appears in Yivamas. Those who learned by me know I always quote the Tosis in Yivamas. The same Tosis over here. What does the word Chidush mean? So Taisa says, Chiddush does not mean Allah that I would never know in a million years if not for the fact that the Pasuk tells me. That's not called Chiddush. Chiddush is a technical term that means an exception to the rule. We have a rule, and there's an exception to the rule. The rule is when you have karbonis, all the dam is supposed to be nizrak on the mizbeach. You're not supposed to use the dam for any other purposes. You smear up your face, you want to dress up like an Indian, you're not supposed to use the dam for your own purposes. By Hashem Metzor, it's a Chiddush. Not only do you use the dam to be Zerik on the Mizbeach, you had on the first Domin in the Gemara, that you have two Kohanim. One Kohen is Mekabel Adam in his left hand, and he does the Matan Behenes with his right hand. And the other Kohen is Mekabel Adam in the Klisharis from the Hashem Metzor, and he does the Zerik on the Mizbeach. So this is a Chiddush. You have two Kabbalas Adam, and some of the dam is used to put Albon Yoda Haimonis, Albon Ragla Haimonis, Albon Tinuchosna Haimonis. That's Soisar Es HaKlau. It's a yotze min haklal. The klal is that the dam karbonis is miyuchan for zrika on the mizbeach, and the shvicha shirai. When you finish, you pour vanisha baram yishafech ha'yisayid on the mizbeach. All the dam goes on the mizbeach. All of a sudden over here, some of the dam goes on the person. So this is a yotze min haklal. That's called the chiddush. That's called the chiddush. The Gemara says, etzaymim is a chiddush. The Gemara has a machlokes Abai v'Ravin Sanhedrin and the Baba Kama when you catch an aid in a lie, you mazim the aid, aidim zavim him, so they're caught in a lie, so you can't depostulate us, you can't accept any testimony from them unless they'll do tshuva, unless we'll be convinced that they'll do tshuva. So the Gemara has a machlokes Abai v'Ravin. Do you say lemafrei hu nifsal? He gave aid a sheker in 2 months ago. In Ador, a couple of months ago, and we were mazim him today. So do you say he only becomes possum mikanal habo? Did he say no? It's not mafrehan from the time retroactively from the time that he gave eight a sheker. It was not his bar that he gave eight a sheker a couple of months ago. So from the time he gave the eight a sheker, he's possum. So that's how we paskin. It's not mafrehu nipsal like Abayi. This is one of the six cases that's yal kigam that's the ayin of yal kigam. It's not mafrehu nipsal. And Rava's opinion is not accepted. Rava says, it's not Mikarel Abo and Ipsal. It doesn't make any sense. Why Mikarel Abo? He didn't do the Avera today. So Rava makes a statement, Eid Zaymim is a Chiddushu. It's a Chiddush that we believe the second pair, we don't believe the first pair. Because Maichos is the Tzaisis Lahani, Tzaisis Lahani. Why do you believe the second pair? It's Trey Trey. The first pair say they were there. The second pair say they were not there. So it's Trey Trey. So it's a Chiddush. So Eilach Boilah Mishas Chiddusha V'Eilach. Rabbi said, that's the rule. Since it's a Chiddush, you only pass on Mikan Alavo. So the question is, well, we don't pass like Rabbi, we have pass like Abai. So why is that? What happened to Rabbi's klal The Rabbis ruled. So the Tur, both on Chumash, in his commentary on Chumash, and the Parsha of Edim Zanimim, as well as Choshem Ishpot, and Simon Lamed Ches, when he has the Dinim of Miktas Dini HaZomah. So the Tur gives an explanation that runs as follows. What if two Edim testify? Two Edim say Lovo, two Edim say Loi Lovo. So that's Trey Trey. So my Chos is the Tzaislan and Tzaislan. You don't know who's telling the truth. Trey Trey is a Sveker Adina. What if two Edim give a Haggadah say this, that another two Edim say to Bezin, how can you accept their testimony? These guys robbed the bank last year. These guys are Ganovim. They're bank robbers. They're Ganovim, Apostle Edis. So the first pair say, we are not Ganovim. We never robbed the bank. So that's going to be Trey Trey. The second pair says on the first pair, Paslin and the Gazlanusa. Second pair says in the first pair that they're Gazlanim, and the first pair denies it that they're not. So the Gemara says, no, in the context of this sugya. Gemara says, no, Paslin and the Gazlanusa, then it's not a Chiddush. Of course, the second pair is believed, because the first pair, they're the Balei Dvarim. We're discussing whether they robbed the bank. So they have no manus to say we did not rob the bank. The second pair is paying, the second pair of Edom are saying, the first pair are Apostle Eders because they robbed the bank. So the second pair are not Balei Dvarim, so they're not Namonim. The first pair to say about themselves, we did not rob a bank, are not Namonim. So the Gemara said, that's not a Chiddush. If you say the reason for Rav is Eilach Bam Shaz Chedir Yeilach, that would only apply in the case of Edom Zemimim. But if Paslin and Begazanusa, Rav would agree that they become the Psalm Lamachreya. The Gemara gave two explanations by Rav holds Eid Zemim Mekar Lahabo Nipsal. One explanation was on the level of the Raisa, because Eidzamin Chidisho, Eilach Bam Shaz Kedusha V'Yeilach. The Gemara says that explanation, if that's true on the level of the Raisa, would not apply if Paslin and the Gazanusa, then they would become Nipsolim and the Mafreya. The Gemara gives another suggestion. Maybe Mikra Adin, Rava really agrees with Abaye that really Eidzamin and Mafreya and Nipsol, but because of Pseida de Lukuchis, nobody knew that they were Pasolatis. We used them as Eidim by wedding, and they signed on a get, and they signed on Shtaris. So you're going to ruin the whole world of business. You're going to retroactively pasulate him and the mafreya. You're going to make everybody meshuga. So with the Rabbanan, we say they're kosher until we caught them in the line. So according to that explanation, even if pasulin and begazmanusa, there may be a takana de Rabbanan that should only be pasul mikana lahabon. But if the real reason for Rav is on the level of the Raisa, that Eidzamim is a chiddush, Einoch ban mishas chiddush of Yelot, then it wouldn't apply to the case of pasulin and begazmanusa. That's the Gemara. So the Tur says, why do we pass like Abaye? Because the whole rationale for Rava was Eidzamim is a Chiddush, and Abaye holds it's not a Chiddush. If the first pair of Edim say Horag, and the second pair of Edim say Loi Horag, that's Trey Trey. The first pair of Edim say Horag, we were there in New York on that day when Horag. Second pair of Edim, they say, we don't know whether Horag or Loi Horag, but we know you weren't there. You were in Philadelphia. You were in a different city. On that Shabbos, on that day. You weren't in New York, Bechlau, you were in a different city. So since the second pair are saying, on the Gufam Shala Edim Arishanim, that's like Paslin and Begazanusa, so the Edim Arishanim are not in their mind to say about themselves, we were there. It's like, they're going to say, we never robbed the bank. They're not in their money on themselves, because they're Balei Dvarim. So that's what the Torah explains, that Abaye holds, and Afrehu Nipso, because the old dead is not a Chiddush. That's what the Torah says. So the Nesivis disagrees. He quotes the Tur. This is a famous Tur. Tur is on Chumash and Tur on Choshem Ishpat. So the Nesiv is on Choshem Ishpat, quotes the Tur, and he disagrees. He says, what are you talking about? If Paslin and Begazlan Usa, the second pair say that the first pair robbed the bank. So the first pair of Edom, Abali Dvarim, they can't say we didn't rob the bank. We're discussing you, whether you're bank robbers or you're not bank robbers. So you don't have them on us on yourself. But over here, the second pair say, Imanu Hayisim, you were in a different city. What do you mean? They're made on the Gufam Shalaitim Arishainim. What's the difference whether they were in Philadelphia, whether the first pair of Edom were in Philadelphia, they were not in Philadelphia? But my nafkamina, there's no issue. The whole issue only is, do they have the right to testify that he borrowed money in New York on that day? So that's Trey or Trey. The first pair of Edom say, we were there in New York and he borrowed the money. The second pair say, you weren't there and you can't testify that he borrowed money. But that's not called Edis on the Gufam Shal Edim Arishonim. To give a Haggadah Edis, where the first pair of Edim were on any given day, were they in Philadelphia or New York, Lamay Nafkamina. That's not a Haggadah Edis, it's irrelevant. It's only relevant, do they have the right to testify? So that's a Trey or Trey. So the Nesivis disagrees with the Tur. He said, you can't say that it's, that Abaye disagrees, but Rabbi Abaye holds that it's not a Chiddush. Abaye also agrees that it's a Chiddush. They both hold that it's a Chiddush. Abaye and Rabbi both say it's really Trey, and it's a Chiddush that the Torah says that we believe the second Kata as opposed to the first Kata. So if Abaye and Rabbi both agree, so why does Abaye reject Rabbi's rationale, Rabbi's logic, Eilach Mamishas Chiddusha the Eilach? So the Nesivis doesn't explain. He says they both agree it's a Chiddush, but they argue whether the because of the fact that it's a Chiddush, they say it's only Nifsal Mikarav. Do you believe, do you accept that klal? Eilach Mamishas Chiddusha the Eilach Anad. What does that klal mean? Where did Rabbi, where do you ever have anywhere in Shas such a klal? Eilach Mamishas Chiddusha, you don't have such a klal. So the Pashto says like this, they both Abaye, just to add on to the Nesivis, Abaye and Rabbi both agree that Edzamim is Chiddush. Really, it's Trey to Trey. And it's an exception to the rule. Chiddush means Dabar Soysa Sakar. It's an exception to the rule, despite the fact that it ought to have been Trey to Trey, we follow the second cut. Machlek is Abaye and Rabbi, what is the gather of the Chiddush HaTorah? Did the Torah say the second cut is believed over the first cut? Although it should have been Trey to Trey, we give them manas to the second cut. If they have them manas, then they're manim to testify that the whole story was a lie, that the first Adam told a lie when they testified 2 months or 3 months ago in Chodesh Ador. So if we give them manas to the second cut against the first cut, so they're the mafreyahu nifsal. And Rabbi holds no. The chiddush is that you're noheg according to the second cut. We don't know who told the truth. It could be the first cut told the truth. The machlek is Abaye v'Rav is what is the nature of the chiddush? It is a chiddush. It is a davar saisa saklal. It really is a trey a trey. We don't accept what the Torah said. It's not that they're not nemonim on themselves, because it's that they're no gimbei dusim. They're bali dvarim. No, they're not bali dvarim. To say that they were in New York, they were in Philadelphia. That's not called a baldover. Abaye v'Rav both agree it's a chiddush. They argue what's the gather of the chiddush? If the chiddush is that we give nemonis to the second cut. So the Nemalim Afreya, Nemonis is a Birur. It's Nizbar that they gave Eid Sheka as of 3 months ago. So the Nipsalim Afreya. And Rava holds now the Gedr Achidish of Eid Zaymim is Adin and Hanhoga, that we are Noyig according to this Nkat. So that Taka, the Ragamar is like that. Those who learned Yerideya. There's a Din in Yerideya that when you have the Taruvis, Isa falls into Heter. So it only becomes Batal Mishas Yediyas HaTaruvis. Before you're aware that there's a Taruvis, there's not yet any Bittl. Why? Because Bittl Beroiv, when Treifus falls into Koshin, is Batal B'shishim, that's not a Birur. It's Bevadoes. Let's say you have soup. You have a little Chaz HaShmaltz Ve'alid, and it's Batal B'shishim. Every spoonful of soup that you're going to drink is going to have a Mashu Huavisa. A Chatzishir is Asa Manatar. It should really be Yasa. So how come you're allowed to eat it? So the Torah says there's a din of bitl, that's a din hanhoga. You have the right to be noyeg as if there is no issa here. Bitl berav is a din hanhoga. So that's the rule. All dinei hanhoga are only noyeg mikana lahabo. Din hanhoga not. When you realize that you have an issue, the Torah tells you how to be noyeg. So mikana lahabo, you noyeg like that. So that's the machlokes of Abaye v'Rav. They both agree that Eid Zaymim is a chiddush. Chiddush means davar seisas saklal. It's an exception to the rule. So Abaye holds that it's a chiddush that we give them manas to the second cut. Them manas is a biru, so it's nizbar that they gave Eid Sheker as of 3 months ago. So the mafreyahu nipsal. And Rabbi holds no. The chiddush is a din hanhaga. Din hanhaga only noy mekan lahabo. I once gave this shir when I was in Eretz Yisrael in Kiryat Arba, in a kollel there. They were learning Yerideya. So there was an elderly gentleman there. He came over to me afterwards and he said he learned in Rav Unterman's kollel. Rav Unterman was the third chief rabbi. First chief rabbi was Rav Kook. Second chief rabbi was Rav Herzog. And the third chief rabbi was Rav Unterman. Rav Unterman learned by Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Shkop. When they put out the Sefer HaYoivel, when Rav Shimon was a Magid Shia for 50 years, so the Talmidim put out a Sefer HaYoivel, which he also, Rav Shimon himself participated. He wrote a long kuntres there. So Rav Unterman, a Talmidim for 50 years. My father-in-law was from the younger Talmidim. And then Rav Unterman was probably 30 years older than him. So they had Talmidim for 50 years. Wrote Harochas. They wrote about Rav Shimon and Shiurim. They didn't write direct to Rav Shimon. Wrote a whole kuntres halacha. And all the Talmidim just wrote about how they were impressed by Rav Shimishko. So this elderly gentleman, Kiryat Arba, told me he heard this from Rav Shimishko, this word. I was very excited. That Eizamim, Mikana Labo Nipsol, is based on ain the din in Yerideya, that when you have Isus fell into Heter, it's only bottle if the idea is Ataruvis, because it's a din in all Dina and Hagar only Naig Mekanel Habo. So I was all excited. Shemesh Kapsa. Okay. So getting back again in our Gemara. So we have a rule, Dom Shoy Bechlal, Yotzelidim B'Dabah HaChodesh. Dabah HaChodesh means Dabah HaSeris HaKlal. It's an exception to the rule. So Gemara is going to talk about it. We have a din, Mechidish Le'afinan. Whenever there's a Pasig in Chumash, let's say it says Shor, Bor, Mave, Hever, you have Obis Nezikin. Then the Gemara says, told the same Kayetzabem. The first two Gim Baba Kama. Why told the same Kayetzabem? If you leave Avna Sikinas Masor Bishusarabim, it's also Dinabor. How do you know? The Torah only talks Kiyakbarishbar, Kiyiftachishbar, Kiyichbar, only talks about Bor. The Gemara says it has the same properties as Bor. So that's a Mamatsina. Whatever is Kamat the same, unless you have a Svar Lachalik, whatever is Kamat the same, so that's based on a Mamatsina. Has the same din. So Lamosha, we have the din. When they made the Mishkan, they had to have the krushim standing in the same way the trees grow from the ground. They couldn't put the beams upside down, couldn't put them sideways. It has to be omdim. Keder kedi losim. So from there we learn out the kol atarakula, that when you use a lulav and an esrog, you have to hold keder kedi losim. The Chumash has a din in one place, and we assume that the din applies in any, that's what a mamatzina is all about. That's a binyan of mamatzina. Any other case, which is similar, all the dinim fit into one big pattern. That's the premise. All the dinim fit into one pattern. So what if you have a chiddush? One parsha has a chiddush. Chiddush means daba soysa saklal. By definition, it doesn't fit into the pattern. So mechiddush le'afina, you can't learn out. You can't extend the chiddush. You can't even extend anything from that parsha. You have a parsha that has 1,001 dinim. And one of the dinim is clearly a chiddush in the sense it's a yotzei min hakal, daba soysa saklal. So not only can you not extend the chiddush, You can't even pick on any of the other 1,000 dinim. You have 1,001 dinim. Can't even extend any of the other 1,000 dinim to anywhere else. Maybe there was a chiddush. Maybe the whole parsha is a yotzei min haklal. So here the Gemara has a klal, but it gets a chiddush. Also based on this, all the dinim in the Torah fit into a pattern, and chiddush means it's a yotzei min haklal, doesn't fit into the pattern. So if you have dov shoy bechlal, a normal korban asham, but yotzei lidim darba chadosh, there are six hashamas. The six hashamas, so one of them is hashamitzar. Hashamitzar is a chiddush, that you take some of the dam. You have two kaharim do kabbalas adam. Take some of the dam and you do matan b'hoinus. Al tnuchas nahimonis or bain rag lahimonis. That's a davar soysis haklal. So dav shoy bechlal v'yotzev lidim b'davar hachodosh. Yatu yoch lachziv lachladoi. Ach yachzmen hakosav lachladoi feirish. Maybe he doesn't have the dinim of the other hashamas. There's a quirk over here. By Hashem Metzora, it never says that you have to do Zrika on the Mizbeach. It says you need Shechita. So we're so used to think you need the Dalar Avodas Adam. You need Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. So if you need Shechita on Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofayin, so of course you need Zrika on the Mizbeach. Who says? That's what we think. After we know all the Psukim, that's we put it all together. How do you know you need Zrikas Adam on the Mizbech? It never says. So the Gemara says, how do you know you need Matan Dorm? How do you know you burn the Emurim on the Mizbech? Maybe it never says by Hashamitzur. So you say, well, it's a Mamatzinu. All Hashamas, all Karbonis in the world. No, but Hashamitzur is a Yotzei min haklal. I know it's a Yotzei min haklal. By no other Karbon do you take two Kohanim. One Kohen takes some of the Dam and he puts it on people's bodies. That doesn't exist by any other one. So the Gemara says, this case at hand, the Hashem Etzorah, is a Dov Shoei Bechlal, V'yotzed Lidim B'Dava HaChodesh, it has one detailed din that breaks all the rules, that you have a second coin doing Kabbalah Saddam B'Yad, and he does Matan B'Hoynes, Yatar Yochel Achzir L'Chlaloi, Ashach Shemenu HaKosu L'Chlalo B'Ferish. So you need a Pasuk to tell you that you had Matan Dom V'Emurim L'Gab B'Yamizbech. Otherwise you would have thought you need Shechita B'Tzofen, Kabbalah B'Tzofen, and then you don't have to have Zrikas Adam on the Mizbech. That would be we wouldn't understand what it's all about. Azai, that would be the Gzeres HaKosav. So the Gemara says, that Pasuk that we quoted before from Vayikra Yedalet, the Shachat Zakevis, how did it read? V'mkama she'ishchata sachatos v'esa oilo, I need that Pasuk, not for the purpose of Shina L'Kosav Yaakov, I need it to compare this this Hashem Etzaira to all the normal Hashemis. To say that it means, that it, say that it requires Matan Damim, Ramim Negabe Mizbech. Why? Because the Pasuk concludes there. Kachatos Hashem. So the Gemara says, don't I need, how can you use that pasuk? That's all in the same pasuk. How can you use that pasuk with Shoch Vesakhebis, etc.? In Vayikri Adal, how can you use that pasuk to teach you? Shina Allah Kasal Yaakev, that Sofen is Me'akev, by the Shechita and by the Kabbalah Saddam, by the all the Ashamas. I need that phrase in the pasuk to teach me a different din, to teach me the din. That has that matan damer amurim legabi hamizbech. I would have thought it's a double shiot to lead him davar chodesh. Yato yoch lachzir lechlalai asher achsoen makosel lechlal beferish. So the Gemara answers enachinami. You need both. And kein the Gemara says nichta b'hai la nichta b'hai. If it's not for the purpose, what is the Gemara answer? Shchitas tzofen is written twice. By Hashametzor is written by other Hashemas. That's in Vayikra, the other one. Vayikra Vav. So it's written in two places. So the Gemara says, if the Pasuk is only needed to tell me, so let it only be written by Hashametzor, and you wouldn't need anything written in the other Pasuk. The fact that I have it written both in Vayikra Vav and Vayikra Yadalid, so Vayikra Yadalid serves both purposes. Is what does the Gemara say? Why is it written in both? In Perek Vav and Perek Yedal. So it must be that it serves a double purpose. That you need that matan damer amirim legabi mizbech, and that it's the shina la kasav liyakev. So then the Gemara is going to start a whole new discussion. We'll have to say for next week. The Gemara is going to start a whole new discussion from the details of the Midrash HaTorah Ned Resh HaSpem. Okay, we'll save that for next week. People are available on Sunday? And what time should we have this year? So first vote, is there a shiur on Sunday? Yes. I'm available, okay. And now you want to have the shiur 12:45? No, they usually daven mincha 1:30.
A lot of people aren't going to be parading.
Parading, huh?
11:30?
Those are going to be here. So 11:30 is good?
11:30 is one.
Yeah. Okay, 11:30, Sunday.
David Lemberger, at Mechila, he had a doctor's appointment.
David, oh, Lemberger.
Not an emergency, but
Okay, good.
An appointment, and he couldn't.
Very good.
Just tell me, could you explain to me, how do I check the scheduling?
How do you check this?
Not 10:45 in there. I came here 10:45.
That's on when there's college. So the shiur begins on Thursday, 10:45. Now there's no college. So every day the shiur is 10:45, except Sunday. So Sunday mincha is 1:30.
So how do I know when there's no college?
That's when it is. Now there's no college, period. No more college.
How do I know that?
We close the college.
Shagua.
Sagur. Sagur for the summer. I think there are college places, but not my student.
Hey.
Whoever goes to college doesn't come to the